Oh. Thank you. king who gave everything in exchange for gold or gray.
I still love to ponder this God-given wonder. Oh, yes, I'm still amazed. I'm amazed to know how far God would go to set the lost man free. I'm still in awe that he gave it all for no sinner like me. I've never got over that this king would shoulder my sin with all its disgrace. Yes, Calvary's hill still gives me a thrill. Oh, yes, I'm still amazed. I've never got over that this king would shoulder my sin with all its disgrace. Yes, Calvary's hill still gives me a thrill.
A prayer and a sinner saved by grace.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Certainly good to be in God's house this evening, and thank God for the beautiful singing, specials, and for the choir. And it's just an honor to be here. Silver City, with what an honor it is to be with him and Dennis, and how we love them. And I want to say, first of all, and I want to thank each and every one of you for praying for me and Patty this last year. If I say nothing else, I praise you and praise the Lord Jesus Christ and thank God for answering prayers, but thank you for praying. And we've looked forward to this for some many months now, and all just realizing and praying that God would work, and He did, and through the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you. If you've got your Bibles with you tonight, turn with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 6. This has been on my heart for several weeks now. I'm always afraid to drink water right before I get up. If I got a microphone on, Patty says, you're going to have to be careful. You gulp that water, and everybody hears you when you swallow. So I didn't gulp, did I, Patty? Chapter 6 of the book of Isaiah, the first verse, Isaiah says this: in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, sitting upon a throne, and His train filled the temple. Now, if we'll get the Lord in His proper place tonight, if Doug will get the Lord in His proper place tonight, and each and every one of us, listen, His train always fills the temple. Amen. It always comes, and God through the Holy Spirit. Y'all pray just for a few minutes. I've had to come and see on my heart today, but I want you to come and see what the Lord has in store for each and every one of us, what the Lord has done for each and every one of us. You know, in the last chapter of the book of Revelations, it says this, behold, I come quickly. In just a few more verses, it says, behold, I come quickly. Then it says this, the Spirit and the bride says, come. Amen. Let him that heareth say, come. Let him that is thirst come. And whosoever will drink of the river of the water of life freely. And then in those last two verses, it says, behold, I come quickly. Amen. And then another, it says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. So I pray tonight that you just come with me just for a few minutes as we begin to expound to you what God is given to us. And starting with the first verse of chapter 6 in the book of Revelation, we're here. See, this is a time when John saw the throne. Said, come up hither. I got something I want to show you. And I want to tell you. And John saw one that sat upon the throne. And he described what the throne looked like and what God looked like. And there he had a scroll in his hand. And there was a strong angel that said this, said that there's no man found on earth. There's no man found beneath the earth. There's no one found that was able to open this scroll. John says, I wept much. And they said, weep not, for behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, the offspring, is able to open the scroll thereof. And it said, out of the midst and behind the throne came one, a lamb that it had been slain. See, he took that scroll out of the hand of God, the Father, and he began to give those four beasts, the angelic beings that were before the throne. And they began to open the seals thereof. And then we get to chapter 1, the verse of chapter verse 1 of chapter 6. It says, and I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard as it was the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat on him had a bow and a crown, and was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him
that set thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see." And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, "A measure of wheat for a penny, 3 measures of barley for a penny, and see that thou hurt not the oil and the wine." And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, "Come and see." And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. His name that sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And I believe that's all I'll read at this time. So y'all pray just for a few minutes. But I want you to come and see. As we begin, and I read in your hearing about the Lamb, and it opened the seals thereof, and he opened that first seal. And the first beast said this, he said, "Come and see." And behold, there was a white horse, and he that sat on him had a crown and a bow, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. Well, I want to talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ, first of all tonight, one that loved you and one that died for you. One that we sing about tonight, the one that we preach about tonight, who hung on an old rugged cross, that you and I might be saved and have an eternal life. But the Lord Jesus Christ came not just to give us eternal life. And that is what, when I went to the altar, I wanted eternal life. I didn't want to die and go to hell. But let me tell you this, he came to give us life and give it to us more abundantly. Jesus Christ loves you and I. We just recognize and understand the great love that the Lord Jesus Christ has for us, and we'd walk closer to him. What a great and a wonderful witness we'd be. See, if you place, reading this week, if you place a metal object of iron next to a magnetized object, something that's drawing, and you take that piece of iron and you leave it there long enough, that piece of iron will become magnetized. It'll become just like the other object. Listen, if we'll take the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll walk close to him. And the closer we get to him, listen, as he draws all men unto me, we'll become more and more like him tonight. Jesus Christ, come first in your life. If you're here tonight, I believe with all my heart, and you've not reached the age of accountability, you're safe and you're under the grace of God. Listen, if you died in that condition, heaven would be your home. You're not convicted. You're not under that sin debt because, the Lord Jesus Christ loved you. He died for you. But yet, Lord, you've not reached a time when you realized that you were lost, a sinner, and you're safe. But if you're here tonight, no matter what age it is, if you're here tonight and you're under conviction, you realize that you're lost and you're a sinner, then the Lord Jesus Christ has dealt with you in your heart. Listen, that's the one on that white horse. He had a crown and a bow, and he's come into your heart to let you know, listen, it's time that you need to be saved. It may be 8-year-old, it may be 9-year-old, maybe a 90-year-old, I don't know. But if he's here tonight and you're lost tonight, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and he came and he died for you. He wants you to get on board with him. He wants you to come and see. I believe that the Lord God, the Father, loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever will believeth upon him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loved us that much. He didn't leave us here to be alone. He didn't leave us here to go through life alone. He didn't leave us here to be able to face the tribulations of life, the things that would come into our life to harm us. He didn't leave us here to go through that alone. He wants to go through with you. He wants to carry you through the trials and the tribulations that life brings about. In this world, I'm reminded of the verse that said, "In this world you shall have tribulation." But Jesus said this. He said, "Be a good cheer." I mean, you can be happy. "Be a good cheer, for I have overcome the world." Listen, Jesus loved you. Jesus died for you. He hung on an old rugged cross for the remission of your sins and my sins. He was buried and he rose again the third day. Jesus will come through first in your life. You'll know and you'll have a understanding in your heart. And I agree with Tim and Patty, and I've talked about it a lot. About, listen, Doug, people just don't understand. They hadn't been raised in church like you have. They haven't been in the South like you have. They hadn't been raised in our Hightower Church Associates like you have. He said they don't understand what you mean when you say you need to be saved. I say this. Listen, my God's bigger than an understanding. My God's bigger than a language. My God's bigger than the terms that we use as preachers. My God's bigger than that. Listen, I didn't understand theology when I was lost. I didn't understand all about the books of the Bible. We had learned a lot of things in Sunday school. We had learned the 23rd Psalm. We had learned a lot of things. Let me tell you this. I didn't understand anything about being lost. I didn't understand anything about being saved. Now, I asked a lot of questions. Listen, I asked my mother. I seen them come off the altar, and they said they were saved. But I said, Mom, I want to be saved. She said, well, you will when it gets to be time. I said, well, how will I know when I'm lost? She said this. She said, you'll know. She didn't set me down and give me a 10 different questions to answer. She didn't set me down, but she put her faith and trust in the one that loved me and died for me, the Lord Jesus Christ. So they'll know. I knew then when I was lost. And I listen, everybody here that's ever been saved has been lost. And let me tell you this, if you've been saved, you understand what it is to be lost. And it was explained to you by the Holy Spirit of God. You knew that it was time. You knew that you had separated from God. I felt like I was dirty and unclean. I felt separated not just from God, from my family, from my church family. I knew there was something different from the time I came into church and the time I left church. And I stayed lost. But I knew I was lost. I went to bed not reading the Bible, or not trying to understand it, or not trying to figure out if I was lost or not. I knew I was lost. God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, let me know as a little boy, listen, that I was lost and undone, separated from Him. He wanted me to get on board with Him, and that's what Jesus does. He came first. That white horse. The psalmist said, David said this, as Saul and Jonathan of the tribe, listen, they were killed. And David was of the tribe of Judah, a different tribe. But he said, teach all the tribe of Judah the use of the bow. Teach them all. Let them all know how to handle that weapon. Let them all know how to use that weapon. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God, He knows who He's shooting at. He knows if you're here. You realize that you're lost in your heart. He knows. Had I committed a lot of sin? I don't know. But I knew this. I knew I was a sinner. I knew I'd failed. I knew I maybe told a lie or maybe what all I did. But I knew I was lost before God. And I knew if I died in that condition, I'd die and go to hell. Doug, how did you know that? Listen, the Lord explained the gospel to me. The Holy Spirit of God will come upon you. He'll let you know when you're lost, and He'll let you know when you're saved. I tell you, the white horse came and beheld. He went forth conquering and to conquer. The Bible tells me over in the book of Romans, I'm more than conquerors, more than a conqueror through Him that loved me. Him that loved me. But I want you to come and see why the Lord comes by first. I want you to see, why He loved you so much. Why He wants to come into your heart. He wants to go home with you. He told Zacchaeus, said, Zacchaeus, today I'm going to abide at your house. He wants to go home with you and be with you forever. He don't want you to face life alone. And the next seal was open, and the second beast said, come and see. Said, behold, a red horse. Oh, there, and the rider upon had the power to take peace from the earth. And it was given unto him a great sword on this red horse to take peace from the earth. Listen, people today say peace and peace, but we have no peace. If you're not saved by the grace of God, listen, the truth will set you free. Amen. Your peace will come. And Jesus Christ, not the peace that the world gives, but the peace that I give you unto you. But war. Power was given to him to make war and take peace from the earth. And listen, we've been through wars. A lot of wars, especially in the last 10 years through the overseas with Iraq and Afghanistan. And whether you like it or not, we've been in war. But we've been in war from the Civil War. Listen, when this nation was founded, to World War I and World War II. Listen, we've been in wars and wars and wars, and peace is taken from the earth. The Lord don't want you to go through that without him. Amen. And Uncle Alan Latham, go by and see Alan. We'd talk about being saved. I said, Alan, when were you saved? He said, Doug, I was saved over in Italy in World War II. I was in a foxhole, bullets going all around us. I'd been there to Orange Methodist Church all my life and all, but I never got saved. But there in that foxhole, death all around me, I bowed on my knees and I asked the Lord Jesus Christ to save my soul, and he did. He didn't want him to face this time of war alone. He wanted him to get on that white horse and let him care for him and take him away from the problems and the cares of this world. See, wars. We had all the people that lost their lives from World War I and II and the Korean conflict, the Vietnam Wars, and now the wars that we've had in the last 10 years. You had all those numbers together, all of them together. You know where we've lost the most lives? It's in the Civil War, when we fought among ourselves. You add all the other numbers together. It don't contain it. It don't matter up to what we lost in the Civil War. Listen, we'll do more damage for the cause of Christ. And I think I mentioned this today in my sermon. We'll do more damage for the cause of Christ, fighting among ourselves, than we'll ever, the outside will ever do to us. God said, you love others as I've loved you, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, and all thy strength. Amen. Love your neighbor as yourself. Listen, we need to love. We need to care for one another. And listen, we need to care for I think it was Peter that said, let us love our the brethren fervently. We need to take care of one another. And I thank God for the church, the true and living God. That's where God wants you. He wants you riding with him on that white horse. He wants you loving people, loving him. He'll carry you through the aspects of war and everything this life will offer. But then another horse, and I want you to come and see this. It says, after the red horse, you might make it through war. It said, Doug, at my age, I've come through a lot of conflict. Not fought in them, but listen, I've been a part and they come through a lot of things. See, God brought me through them. You may be here and say, well, Doug, you might make it through that red horse. You might make it through, but listen, there's a black horse coming. And the rider on that black horse had balances in his hand. And he cried out, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. See that thou hurt not the oil of the wine. Famine. Balances in his hand. If you've been waiting those balances, you've been found wanting, if you took the sin in your life, the sin in my life, and I put it on those balances, and I tried to balance that myself, I couldn't get it to come up. See, I couldn't get it to make. I couldn't get it to do. But you can take one drop of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and listen, that sin has disappeared. He came and he died for the remission of sin. Listen, it's gone. God doesn't keep a record. There's not a scoreboard in heaven. There's not one a chalkboard where he says, okay, there's one good work for Doug and one bad work for Doug, one sin in his life. There's not a scoreboard in heaven. There, the sins are behind his back. They're cast in the deepest part of the sea. There's a famine in our land today. It's not a famine, the prophet says, of bread or water, but it's a famine of the hearers of the word of God. Listen today. We need to listen to what God says. I know it's not politically correct. I know it may not be popular. I know they may be trying to change it. I know they may make different interpretations of what we say. But listen, I know this. We need to listen to the Word of God. And listen, God will speak to us through His Word, through our prayers, and God will lead us and guide us throughout life. God loves you. He told the rider of that black horse, He said, I see that you hurt not the oil or the wine. Those that are filled with the Holy Spirit of God, those that have been covered by the blood of the Lamb. I was young once and now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, the psalmist said, or a seed begging for bread. Listen, that God will take care of you. Doug, will there be famine in the land? They could be. They could be a famine in this land. Something to bring us closer to God. They could be forms of persecution throughout the church that it bring us closer to God. They could be a lot of things, but we need to get closer and closer to God as time moves on. Listen, I believe everything has been fulfilled. God could come back tonight. Listen, He'll not have to apologize for one thing. Not one thing. The prophecies have been fulfilled. Listen, the Lord Jesus Christ loved you and He loved me, but He wants to go through life with you and with me because of that great love. We have in our nation today, we have a price of corn and that's gone skyrocketed over the last several years. Been taking corn and putting it in our gas tank, the things that we eat. Been burning that to go up and down the road. It's been mandated that we do so. Taking the things that the world eats and using it to get around. Listen today, there could be a famine in the land. We take things such as over at work, chicken feed. And I've said this before, but it amazes me. And we sell those feet to China. You take every foot off of every chicken in the land today. You'll get about 300 million feet of chicken per week. 300 million. You know, the population of China is 1.2 billion people. That's enough chicken feet for every Chinaman, 1 foot per month. 1 chicken foot per month we send over there for every Chinaman. And tell me we're not close to a famine in the land. Listen, not just the famine of the hearers of the Word of God, but the famine of the food that we eat. Thank God that He blessed this United States of America. Listen, with a plenty. And we've always been plenty. I've never been to bed hungry. Never been to bed where I needed something to eat. That's not the case all over the world. Some 60% of this world is starving to death. See, we need God. We need to be with the Lord Jesus Christ. He doesn't want us to go through these things alone. Now you say, well, I'll make it through by myself. You might say, well, I can make it through the wars and I'll make it through the famines of the hearers of the Word of God. There may be a time come when it's illegal to stand behind the book board of a church and preach the gospel of God. There may be a time come when a man of God won't be able to stand and proclaim the Word of God. You say, well, I'll make it through that. Well, I'm going to tell you something, what you'll not make it through. Listen, that's this fourth seal. And the fourth beast said this, I want you to come and see. And listen, the fourth seal was open. And he said, behold, a pale horse. And the rider upon that horse name was death. And hell followed that. Do you know that's the only rider that had a name? Then, Doug, when you preached about the first rider, that it being the Holy Spirit of God, being the Lord Jesus Christ, let me tell you it is today. But listen, we take that by faith. You've got to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He was the Son of God. Listen, He's crucified on the cross of Calvary. He was buried, He rose again the third day. That's what we're preaching to you. It's the gospel. That's the gospel. But this fourth beast was a pale horse. You know why it's pale? It's the absence of blood. There's no blood in that horse. Nothing, and it was pale and dark, and it represented death, and the rider on it was death. You may escape the wars and the peace being absent from this earth. You may escape the famines on this land, But let me tell you, no one in this room can escape death. Only the Lord Jesus Christ came that he might have power over death and over hell and over the grave. If you get on that first horse, when it comes by and speaks to you in your heart, then you'll be safe forevermore. This life, I may take my last breath. It may be soon, and it may be a long time. But Jesus Christ faced death for every man. If you've accepted him, listen, in the twinkling of an eye. A Sunday school disciple said today, Sunday school teacher said today, I really don't know what a twinkle is. But listen, I do. It's just the Lord and the love of God. Listen, when my last breath taken, I'm gone. I'm going to be with the Lord, to be absent from this body, to be present with the Lord. Jesus loved me and died for me. And when Lazarus died, said he was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. Listen, I'm going to have a heavenly escort. I'm going to have someone that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to come for me. He's going to have his angels come for me. I'm not going. Thank you, Lord. When I take this last breath, I'm not going one fleeting step, one iota, without a heavenly escort to take me home, guaranteed to me when I accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. And you can have the same thing when you take your last breath. But don't face this pale horse alone. Listen, the name was death, but hell followed after. Too many. I was reading one night when Jesus was talking about the wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. But narrow is the gate. Straight is the gate. Narrow is the way that leadeth unto life. But few there be that find it. And I've agreed like John to weep much. And Lord, why won't they learn? And why won't they come? And why won't they listen? And, why? God worked with them just like he worked for me. I believe God died. The Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary for every soul ever been born. He died for the sins of the whole world. And he died for you if you're here tonight and you're lost. See, the way to find that, come and see. Come and see. Is anybody here that's been saved tonight by the grace of God? Is anybody here? Or would you give it back? Would you give it back? Would you say, listen, I've tried it and I don't like it. Would you say that I'm just going to trade it in? Anybody here do that? No, I've never seen nobody saved by the grace of God want to give it back. It's real. You come and see. And I'll tell you that I'm not telling the truth. Jesus loved you and died for you. He wants you to go through life with him. He'll care for you. And he'll be with you. No matter how the trials get. No matter how sick you make. I thank y'all for praying for me. The greatest I've lived off of prayers for the last year. Unless we lived off of prayers. But I, there in me and Beth, the comfort I got, listen, was the Lord Jesus Christ. He would lift me up and tell me that he loved me and cherished for me. So I knew no matter what happened, I was okay. I was ready to go. See, you can get ready to go. If you'll just listen to the one on that white horse, the Holy Spirit of God. He loved you and died for you. Barry, if y'all would come and get a song. If you a song ready, we want to give an altar call. And we do this every Sunday just about. And I know y'all do too. We give an altar call, an opportunity for somebody to come and see. See, we want you to have opportunity. We don't know. Our time is growing short. And he said, behold, I come quickly. But we want to give this invitation. And we want you to come. We want you to come and see. If you're lost here tonight, and the Lord Jesus Christ loves you, and he's let you know, if you've been introduced by the Holy Spirit of God, the gospel has went out. I know Tim preaches the gospel. I know Dennis preaches the gospel. All these men, how precious it is for the gospel to go out. But Jesus does the convicting. The Holy Spirit of God,
through the gospel. He'll do the convicting and he'll do the saving. Listen, I can't save you, but I can tell you about one that loves you that can. I can tell you about one that died for you on a cross. Y'all come on down if you would. I can tell you about one that doesn't want you to go through life alone. Y'all stand as we sing. I'll tell you about one that will save you. I don't know when I got saved. I left the beach and came to the altar. It might have been halfway down. It might have been when I bowed to pray. But I know this, I got saved. You sang the song. Listen, a lot of people get saved and maybe they can forget about it. But I'm one that got saved and I can't forget about it. What he did for me, he'll do the same for you. Won't you come as we sing? Won't you come? First chapter of the book of John. Two of John's disciples, the day after that John had said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world." Listen, two of those disciples went to Jesus, said, "Master, where dwellest thou? Oh, where do you live? Oh, where do you lay down at night? Where do you go?" And he said this. He said, "Come and see." He said, "Come and see. Jesus, if you want to dwell with Jesus, you just come and see. He'll show you where he lives. He'll let you lay down at night with him. He'll lay down with you. He'll go home with you. He'll go to school with you. He'll go to the hospital with you. He'll go to the graveside with you. Listen, he'll go to church with you. Come and see. Come and see what Jesus will do for you. And he did for the whole world. Won't you come? Let's sing another verse. Won't you come? Can I go a little farther? Can I do that? Tonight, listen, the book of Revelations is filled with things that John had the privilege to write. John was given some things. He said, "You can't write these now. But what is written is written." And God give us those words. But listen, when Jesus said, "Behold, I come quickly." It may not seem to you. Said, "Well, Doug, it's been a long time." It's been over 2,000 years since Christ died on the cross. Oh, he was buried. He rose again, thank God, through the power of the resurrection. He said, "Behold, I come quickly." Listen, he's coming to your heart. He can do it just like that. He can come. You may never have been lost before until tonight. But listen, tonight, when the Lord Jesus Christ comes and he bids you to come, he wants you to come. He's ready to save you. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He that believeth on the Son of God is not condemned, but is he that believeth not. Won't you come? Won't you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ, listen, he's riding through. He's working with somebody's heart tonight. Won't you come? As we sing another verse, won't you come?
Appreciate the gospel that we have heard tonight, and you've heard it too, lost person. I believe with all that's within me that you're here tonight. You know you're under conviction. You know that you need to come and see. Doug, if it's all right, I want to go just a little bit farther. When those men went and asked Jesus where he dwelled at, he told them, he said, "Come and see." And they stayed with him, the Bible said, until the 10th hour. Then a man named Philip, who had been with Jesus, went to Nathanael. You know where Nathanael was? He was sitting under a fig tree. Philip told Nathanael, he said, "We have seen the man that Moses and the prophets wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the son of Joseph." Nathanael wanted to know where he was. You know what Philip said to him? He said, "Come and see." And they left and they went together. And when Jesus saw Nathanael coming, he said, "Behold, an Israelite in whom there is no guile." He knows you tonight, lost person. He has convicted your heart. He has seen you. Nathanael said, "How in the world did you know that?" And he said, "I saw you before Philip even came. And you were sitting under a fig tree." And Nathanael said to him there, "Behold, the Son of God," not the son of Joseph, but the Son of God, the King of Israel. Oh, listen tonight, lost person.
Bless your heart. The Spirit is here and it's drawing tonight. You're so near. Would you just simply come and see tonight while they sing another verse? Would you? Maybe there's a Philip tonight that needs to go and tell somebody that Jesus is here. Would you be obedient to him tonight, church? Lost person, you're so very close. All that you've got to do is just come and see tonight while we sing. Spirit asked Ryan to come and see with a little heart just a beating. You tell him what the Lord's done for you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Tim, we're going to ask you to come over here. It can be a hog sometimes. I don't forget about it. You got anything you want to say?
God, he's so good.
Amen. Yes,
Father and Son.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask you if you would come around and shake hands with these. If you're here tonight, you want to know where Jesus dwells. Ryan just told us he dwells in his heart. You come and see. And you come and see. While we sing, come on around and shake hands with him.